Cruz in the final Republican presidential debate before the Iowa caucuses, there was little agreement among the four on the stage and lots of fighting.
Two of the overriding themes of the Alabama debate carried on News Nation were Nikki Haley and Donald Trump. Haley, the clear target for her competitors on stage.
I love all the attention, fellas. Thank you for that.
From Chris Christie, the question for the others, is the missing man, Donald Trump, fit to be president?
You're not answering it.
You just don't like, you have your thing. You have
your thing. No, I don't have my thing. He's the thing.
Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
2 months after he was booted from office, former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy says he will leave Congress by the end of the year. Three people have been shot and killed on the campus of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Terrifying students.
I don't know if I feel like crying or I feel like angry. I'm not too sure, but I'm just like really confused right now because we've never been in like a close quarter situation like this.
Another student.
Trying to learn to become leaders of tomorrow, and people are scared now because every time you step on a college campus, there's shootings every single year now, and it's just getting scarier and scarier.
Two law enforcement sources tell CBS News the shooter was a white man in his 60s. Israeli leaders are getting tough criticism about their efforts to free hostages being held by Hamas. CBS's Chris Livesay has that from Jerusalem.
The rage of freed hostages is boiling over in leaked audio of a meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. One woman is heard complaining of the feeling that no one was doing anything for us. I was in a hiding place that was shelled, and an Israeli helicopter shot at us on the way to Gaza.
Oregon Democratic Senator Ron Wyden says the U.S. and foreign governments have quietly been using push notifications from both Apple and Google to surveil people. Reaction from CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
If the U.S. or a foreign government is able to use its various laws to force Apple and Google to give it access to these push notifications, it means data that's included as a preview, for example, of an email or a text message could be read by the government, along with other details shared in that notification.
The Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor 82 years ago today. President Franklin Roosevelt addressed Congress the following day, asking for a declaration of war.
The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
It was during that famous speech that Roosevelt called December 7th a date which will live in infamy. Again, Pearl Harbor attacked 82 years ago today. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he's pleased with a Dane County judge's ruling essentially restoring abortion rights in Wisconsin.
The 1849 law does not prohibit abortions in Wisconsin. And so we have now gone a long way to restoring access to safe and legal abortion in Wisconsin.
Judge Diane Schlipping says Wisconsin's law enacted in 1849 bans infanticide, not abortion. The ruling is expected to be appealed. People younger than 18 seeking gender-affirming care in Wisconsin will keep getting it. Governor Evers vetoed on Wednesday a ban passed by the legislature this fall. Most major medical associations say gender-affirming care is evidence-based and saves lives. Evers says he'll veto any bill he considers anti-LGBTQ. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers getting ready for Monday night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers return to practice after an extra day of rest. They're going to face the Giants on Monday Night Football. We hope to hear more on how wide receiver Christian Watson is doing after leaving the Chiefs game Sunday night with a hamstring injury. The Bucks are in Vegas for the semifinals of the NBA's in-season tournament. Milwaukee against the high-scoring Pacers. College hoops, the Badgers on the road Saturday to take on the new number one, Arizona. Wisconsin coming off wins against Marquette and Michigan State. Are their bench players improving? Greg Gard.
I think that's something this team is developing as we go through the early part of this season. The depth has something to do with that, that I can run lines in, and they're able to keep our, you know, our upperclassmen a little fresher. Younger guys, whether it's been, you know, Gilmore and Winter come in as the first line there, but we're able to continue to attack because we're fresh.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 46 today, under clear skies, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 34 tonight, high of 49 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
The morning show on WFHR, it's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing.
Where are the rapids in Wisconsin Rapids? A stretch of water through the city was once called Two-Sided Rapids as it split around a huge boulder. But in this particular area, the boulder and rapids were lost due to dams being built with the goal of capturing the river's power in the early 20th century. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
TBS all those years, where certainly Norman Lear made his print.
Well, Todd, I mean, one of the, you know, I think maybe on my first day at CBS, you're struck by Norman Lear's impact. You walk down the halls and there are pictures of CBS shows from the past. And so many of them are just, you know, iconic, you know, Norman Lear productions that, you know, not only had, you know, huge audiences, but really, I think, raised the level of television to a place that it never was before. It went to topics of politics, race, religion, sexuality in ways shows hadn't gone there before. It was a lot of Leave It to Beaver before that. It was it was a lot of Green Acres and
nothing wrong with those shows, right? But
Green Acres. These shows raised the bar for not just CBS, but television in general. If I may, I learned that all the networks tonight at 8 o'clock are going to do a 15 second. We would call it a card or a little graphic, but a little tribute to Norman Lear.
Wow.
To be honest, I don't recall, them doing that for anybody really in history, in terms of television producers or television executives. So that's kind of unprecedented and a very classy move by all the networks.
It certainly is. Jim McCarron, we appreciate you joining us via phone today from California. And Jim, you've literally written the books and knew Norman Lear. Give us a little bit of a look into the window. What was it like to know Norman Lear, to talk with him? And what's your takeaway on this bittersweet day of the passing of Norman Lear at 101?
Well, certainly as expected, but nonetheless, very sad. I found myself sadder than I thought I would be. It's not about me. It's certainly about Norman and his legacy, and certainly about Norman and his family. But in prepping for this conversation, I looked him up on the Bible that I check on all the time, what I read, which is IMDb. Mm. And you saw the birth date and the death date for the first time, and that was a bit much. Yeah. I saw Norman as recently. We didn't hang out, but he was part of my life for the past 32 years, and he was the reason that I got the job in the first place at CBS. And I stayed in touch, and I've seen him through the years, not a lot. I saw him most recently in June of this year. And while his vision and hearing were failing, like would be expected with somebody 4 weeks away from turning 101, he was so in touch with what was going on, not just in the world. And that shouldn't be something to brag about because he's alive and he has a brain. But he was so in touch with current events and with what's going on in TV that it was remarkable just to sit there and hear his opinions about, not just about 50 years ago, but about last year and about last night.
We played this on the show not that long ago. I followed him on X, former Twitter, and he posted not so long ago on a great comment on politics and saying, look, I'm a proud progressive, somebody who supported Democratic candidates. But he said, back in the day, I knew Ronald Reagan. I knew Nancy Reagan. I went out to dinner with them. There was a cordiality. You could agree without being disagreeable. It seems like Norman Lear, in all of his dealings, liked to find the best in people and find ways to be pragmatic.
Seemingly, yes. And keep in mind what he wrote about in his autobiography called Even This I Get to Experience, which came out in 2014. Mm. This is a man who got his scholarship to Emerson in Boston based on a high school senior theme paper he wrote, a contest he joined. And his theme was Why I Love the Constitution. And that certainly informed his politics, even before All in the Family. It informed the 1960s when he was involved in film and television, and then came to involve the 1970s when he was at his heyday in television and prime time, then with his establishment of the People for the American Way in the 1980s, and beyond that, buying a copy of the Constitution, of the Declaration of Independence, and then creating a Declaration of Independence tour that went around the country about 20 years ago, I believe. And then finally, there's the Norman Lear Center here in Los Angeles that tackles all matter of media and how it relates to culture and politics and us. That is very much Norman outside of the role of All in the Family. And by the way, what's funny about that theme song that you began with, I listen to it, which is considerably often, Kelly won't be surprised about that. The funny part is how they needed to insert a laugh track when Edith, played by Jean Stapleton, for when Edith sang, so that people would know that it was deliberately funny and not that she was strangling a cat or something. That's a first for TV. I mean, among the many firsts. That All in the Family and Norman Lear presented. That was the first to have a laugh track over the opening credits.
We are talking with Jim McCarron's former vice president of CBS, a writer and lecturer as well as Kelly Call, a UW-Madison alum and former president of CBS Entertainment. Jim, you wrote this great article back in October of this year called 50 Years Later, Look Back at the Best Primetime Lineup of the History of Television. You go back to that 73-74 season on Saturday nights. Wow. All in the Family, the Mary Tyler Moore Show, the Bob Newhart Show, and then it ended up being MASH. And it all kind of centered around All in the Family. Talk to us about that and just the imprint, the impact, again, that Norman Lear made on television as a whole.
I'll distill the version of the story that's worthy of a longer story. But the year before that, CBS had introduced a show called Bridget Loves Bernie, which, believe it or not, and it sounds very cute in the year 2023, was about an interfaith marriage. It was incredibly controversial. CBS ended up canceling it at the end of the year. It was the highest rated new show ever canceled. Yeah, I think it was fifth in the top 10. It placed at number 5 because of all the controversy about a Jew marrying a Catholic and making light of it in a sitcom. Mm-hmm. And Bridget was played by actress Meredith Baxter, who later in an interview years later talked about, among other things, there were bomb threats at CBS because of the show. But when CBS found itself with a hole at 8:30 after its number one show, All in the Family, at 8 o'clock on Saturday nights, they chose to put MASH there, a first year show, had come out of that same Bridget Loves Bernie season. And it was not very highly rated, believe it or not. It was actually on the verge of cancellation. And it was well regarded and critics loved it. CBS loved it, so they placed it in there and thus created what is considered to this day, even by non-nerds, although certainly by us nerds, by me, the greatest lineup in TV history. And only one of them was a Norman Lear show, but it was so popular that it created that night, and the night is now, in memory anyway, is anchored around the success of that show, leading it off at 8 o'clock.
Kelly, you as president, former president of CBS for a long time, presided over that network being number one for years. You helped create shows like Survivor and put them on the air, The Big Bang Theory, amongst others. Would those shows have been able, the success of that, been possible without the groundwork at CBS of Norman Lear, like All in the Family, Maude, Good Times, The Jeffersons, so on and so forth?
Well, I think TV evolves, and I think the greatest tribute to Norman is, I think I said early on, it's like he tackled topics that nobody had tackled to that point. And ironically, 50 years later, most TV shows won't go back to those places.
Right.
He said things, he tackled issues that TV, quite frankly, even now would be afraid to tackle or revisit because kind of the social media climate right now. Everybody, shows might be willing to take a stand, but then, everybody is kind of risk adverse and probably would cower over the potential backlash that they would find themselves in. So to me, that's the fascinating part of his legacy. He not only went to places that no one had gone before, but networks now are really, other than maybe some streaming services, are afraid to revisit.
About 30 seconds before a break, we'll come back after it. But Kelly, did you have people still pitching you shows that cutting edge to be on CBS a couple, 3 years ago, or is that just not done anymore?
I don't think anybody really comes in pitching controversy. While All in the Family certainly kind of started with a controversial figure, I think, his success and dominance on the airwaves really allowed him to kind of gave him the heft to tackle some of these topics.
More on Norman Lear, the passing of him and his legacy with Kelly Call, and also
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Want to party to and from the next Packers or Bucks home game? Want to rent a party bus or 360 photo booth for a wedding, birthday, or special event? Call Gabriel the Promoter today at 414-944-1704. Rent Hercules, the full-size party bus with lights, sounds, and dance floor to transport the party to the party. The best 360 photo booth in Madison is also here with Gabriel the Promoter. Check out all social medias at Gabriel Promotes or give him a call directly. That's Gabriel the Promoter at 414-944-1704.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, we're moving on.
To the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past the hour of 1 o'clock, a special edition as we look back at the life, legacy, and memory of the great Norman Lear, who passed away this morning at the age of 101. Our sympathies and condolences going out to his family today and friends as well. One of the people that knew him very well, Jim McCarron's, who is a former vice president of CBS, joins us live via phone from Los Angeles. And also Kelly Call, former president of CBS Entertainment, joins us via StreamYard. Gentlemen, we thank you both for being here. Kelly, I didn't mean to cut you off there before I had to go pay a couple of bills. But again, someone who, saw everything come in. I mean, you were the person who gave the green light to new shows at CBS for a long, long time and kept it number one. Did you ever,
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Finds Klesman left corner. He'll try a three. Good. Max Klesman is not shy here today.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Good taste to Klesman. Another three on the way. Good again. Takes the three. Left corner. He nailed it again. Max Klesman on fire. Timeout. Shaka Smart. Slips to Iguodaro. Bobbled it. Turnover. Here comes Hepburn. 2-on-1. Hastor to his right. The lob. The dunk. Hepburn to A.J. Storr for the flush, and the Badgers lead by 15.
Runs at the wall, rotates to Storr, baseline left. Here's A.J. goes up, slam dunk, count it, and a foul. And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison. On a day where the home team never trailed, the Badgers win it by 11.
On Wisconsin.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You work with the people that you want them to take away from Norman Lear, because to Kelly's point, you know, I'm 54. You know, I grew up in the 70s and 80s. Some of these shows were first run. Some of them were. You know, I come home from school and watch, you know, the Jeffersons or Maude or what have, and they were. It taught me a lesson. Maybe I didn't realize it at the time, but as a kid who grew up in a town of 5,000 people in 99% white Wisconsin, to see shows about black people, to see shows like Chico and the Man about Hispanic people, just, you know, Fred Sanford, you know, I mean, it exposed me, maybe just through television, maybe in fiction, but it made me appreciate a different point of view.
That's actually the approach I try to take. I don't know if I'm always successful. I do know that, to Kelly's point, most of my intention talking about Norman Lear is talking about TV shows that are funny. And there's no show that he did, controversy or not, that wasn't funny first. Let it be said, by the way, that 50 years ago, he did a two-part episode of Maude about abortion. Mm-hmm. For the record, also to Kelly's point, in the early 2000s, it was a movie of the week, so certainly not a sitcom, but a movie of the week that we did at CBS had trouble with dialogue mentioning the word, not pro, con, or anything, to my knowledge. It was just the mention of the word, and that had to be removed from the script. So this was 1972 that he offered this. So, but it was in the guise of a sitcom, believe it or not, and he did try to make things funny first. Certainly the issue, not, but the Maude situation, Maude's family, Maude's reaction. Maude's husband, the conversations, he made them funny. So I try to teach them that, and I try to introduce them to the fact that television, you know, is older than last night. There's a history to it, and introduce them to, if I ask them to recalibrate their brains, I guess they try, but I try to introduce them to a time when this was revolutionary to talk about the fifth episode of All in the Family in 1971 to feature a commentary about gay characters. Mm-hmm. And other matters that followed of an adult nature, you know, sex, politics, poverty, religion, faith, rape, sexual assault of all kinds was covered on that show. So I guess I'm going on here. I don't know if I'm answering the question, but I do try to present them the fact that TV, before they know it, mattered. And in this case, controversy could air on television because it was about comedy first.
Jim McCarron's former vice president of CBS, a great writer who knew Norman Lear, and talking about Norman Lear's passing today at 101. To your point, Jim, you know, I still, you know, have younger friends, you know, people in their 20s and whatnot. I know my godsons are 24 and 26. They'll watch reruns of Seinfeld from the 90s. And there are even jokes there, and they're like, ooh, you know, I don't know, Padrino Todd, you know, Godfather Todd. Well, yeah, I'm not sure about that. Do you ever get that reaction from students going back to some of the work of the 70s and 80s? Can they take away the fact that at that time, laughter taught us a lesson about racism and these other things?
They don't go back to my students, really, and again, it's a small sample, but my students really didn't go back before 2000. They kind of stop at The Office. They do know about Friends and Seinfeld. They do take issue with some of the content. So it's impossible to try to explain why it is this was funny. At most, and I learned this early on, which I showed All in the Family, and it's discouraging for those of us, you, me, Kelly, and the you, me, and Kellys of the world who grew up laughing at it, or at least came to laugh at it as we got older, or both. It's discouraging that they don't find it funny at all. So they look at Archie Bunker, and I surrendered this after the first screening in class. They look at Archie Bunker as Homer Simpson. And they laugh at him for being a bumbling person, and that sort of excuses his bigotry. But when you show them the Sammy Davis Jr. episode of All in the Family, they know why the show worked. They know why it's funny. That show could have run this morning, and they would have appreciated it. That they laugh at.
I'm sorry, Jim. No. You know, I came across, I think it was on MeTV or something the other night. I was flipping through and I came through, you know, came by an episode of All in the Family, clicked on it, and, you know, it's 50 years later. I was laughing within 30 seconds.
Exactly.
Now I, you know, had a history with the show. I would watch with my parents. So, I guess maybe I come from a different era, but, you know, I think what Jim was saying earlier, funny is funny, and it may have a different context now a little bit, but real genius in what this guy was doing.
Gentlemen, the time always goes too fast. I want to give you each 1 minute to your reflections. Norman Lear, what's your takeaway today? Kelly, 1 minute first, and then Jim.
I'm going to give Jim more time. I'm just going to say it's, I think you can mark television time before and after Norman Lear. And there are certain points in TV history that just push the genre forward. And Norman Lear was certainly a pioneer in doing that.
Jim, your reflections today, the takeaway on the passing of Norman Lear.
Kelly and I are in complete agreement about that. I think if there's a BC and AD to television, smack in the middle is Norman Lear, January 12, 1971, when that show got on the air. I think people should read his book, understand what it was like to be a part of television in 1950 when he first arrived, or 49, when he first arrived in Los Angeles, and then take a look at what it took for him to get All in the Family on the air, which took 3 pilots. And then take a look at what he did once that show was successful and he could build on that. And they would see the length and breadth of a 100-year career, for which, by the way, Norman Lear still has 6 shows in various stages of production today.
Wow.
They could take a long lesson from that and what makes a success and how you can contribute to this thing called television, which can inform, entertain, and sort of make us all grow up a little bit.
Jim McCarron's former vice president of CBS, and Kelly Call, former president of CBS Entertainment. We appreciate you both on this important day. Thank you so much for taking the time. And a shout out to Kelly for keeping Blue Bloods on the air for me for so long. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you very much. I'm back with your reflections. Don't go anywhere on the Todd Ball Show and Civic Media.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Police are looking for the motive of a 67-year-old former college professor who they say opened fire at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus yesterday. 3 people were killed, a 4th wounded. Students talking about it.
The situation dawned on me when I nearly got ran over, turning around to go the other way. And I was like, oh God, this is real. This is happening.
Police say the gunman applied for a job at the university but was not hired. A bill that includes aid to Ukraine has been blocked by Senate Republicans. They demand money for border security. The White House says it's offered billions to help border crews. Today, a Texas judge considers a request for an emergency court order to allow a pregnant woman in the Dallas area whose fetus has a fatal diagnosis to have an abortion. The House will again vote today on punishing one of their own, Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowman, for triggering a fire alarm in one of the U.S. Capitol buildings in September during a vote. This is ABC News.
Oh. For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's fake Republican electors are admitting Joe Biden won the presidency in 2020. It's part of a civil lawsuit settlement announced Wednesday. The fake electors also agree not to serve on the Electoral College in 2024. It's the first time any fake electors from anywhere in the country are admitting to wrongdoing. Governor Evers signed 48 bills into law on Wednesday.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Four of the five Republican presidential candidates went at it last night on News Nation. Vivek Ramaswamy took on Chris Christie.
Chris, your version of foreign policy experience was closing a bridge from New Jersey to New York. Yeah.
Donald Trump was at a fundraiser in Florida during the debate. Three people have been shot and killed on the campus of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Police Sheriff Kevin McMahill.
Our hearts go out to the entire UNLV community. No student should have to fear pursuing their dreams on a college campus.
The shooter has been killed. Police say he was a white man in his 60s. The Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor 82 years ago today. President Roosevelt addressed Congress the next day, asking for a declaration of war.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's fake Republican electors are admitting Joe Biden won the presidency in 2020. It's part of a civil lawsuit settlement announced Wednesday. The fake electors also agree not to serve on the Electoral College in 2024. It's the first time any fake electors from anywhere in the country are admitting to wrongdoing. Governor Evers signed 48 bills into law on Wednesday. Included in those bills are a slate of changes to voting ahead of next year's election. One of those bills changes the deadlines for clerks to send out absentee ballots. Another would require clerks to retain video footage of election night proceedings for 22 months. Evers also vetoed several election-related bills, including one that would change who could be declared indefinitely confined and another that would have lowered the cost of registered voting lists. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 46 today, under clear skies, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 34 tonight, high of 49 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR. Wisconsin Rapids.
The Todd Alba Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power, our veterans.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
As Jazz Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
Jazz Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
And he's just the nicest, coolest person in the world. Just a regular Wisconsin guy. And he was the one that put Survivor on the air. He's the one that put Big Bang. I mean, some of the biggest hits on CBS. One of the most powerful people in Hollywood, a Wisconsin kid, and still humble, gracious. And when I reached out to him this morning on very short notice, he couldn't have been nicer. And actually, he was the one that put me in touch with Jim McCarron's, and he did not have to do that. And I think it just shows that you can take the person out of Wisconsin, but you can't take Wisconsin out of the person. And he is a true, you know, just Midwestern Wisconsin person that we should all, whether you're a Badger alum or not, I can't think of a better representative for the state of Wisconsin than Kelly Call.
Keep Midwest nice alive.
Right? Right? Absolutely. So anyway, we thank Kelly Call and Jim McCarron's for joining us and want to ask you, what is your favorite Norman Lear sitcom or favorite Norman Lear memory? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Could also text us on the Civic Media app. You could download it at on your Apple or Android device. Takes less than a minute. It's free, as Gail King says. That's what we call a deal on the Civic Media app. So text us. Go ahead.
Mom, if you're listening, because I told you we were going to be talking about this on the show, you better call.
Mr. Zommer's mother. That'd be fantastic. Give us a call, Mother Zommer's. We'll get her a take. You could also reach out on YouTube and Facebook as well, where we are streaming in addition to X, the former Twitter, or as Craig Ferguson likes to call it, Twix, which is fantastic. Because you start looking through these shows. And again, we're asking your favorite Norman Lear television show or memory or impact. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I mean, Jim talked about some of these episodes. You know, Maude, starring Bea Arthur, in the 70s, taking on the issue of abortion. Talking about Maude having an abortion and took that on. You know, you have Archie Bunker, you know, quote unquote kissing Sammy Davis Jr., a white person and a black person kissing on national television for the first time. You know, race relations. Yeah, in the Jeffersons, George Jefferson's son marries the daughter of a mixed race girl, a mixed race couple. I mean, these are still things we're struggling with, right? And Norman Lear was taking this on in the 70s. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Our ongoing contributor and friend, Mr. Jeff Perry. Jeff, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, here's one that I don't think was mentioned yet. And just a very quirky, odd show that has a special place in my heart. Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman.
Oh, yes.
From the 70s. It was a spoof of soap operas of sorts, and was just too weird for network TV, and he couldn't sell it. So he had to put it in syndication. And I used to watch it late at night when I was in college, and I really got a kick out of it. So I thought I should call in and mention that. Mary Hartman.
No, that's great. That's one that, like you say, a little obscure, but and that was one of the great things, right, Jeff? That Norman Lear wasn't afraid to go there, as they say. He just seemed fearless as a writer, fearless as a producer, believed in what he was doing, whether it was going to work or not. He just did it. I admire that so much.
Yeah. And the characters he was able to create, you know, Archie Bunker, of course, is the one everyone goes to because what an iconic character. Mm-hmm. But so many great characters in those shows, just well-written characters, and well-cast in the actors that played them. Just fantastic stuff. He was amazing, no doubt. Yeah.
Absolutely. Jeff Perry, always appreciate you calling, my friend. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on your favorite program, your favorite episode of a Norman Lear show. Also did movies as well. Norman Lear passing away today at the age of 101. What are your favorite memories of Norman Lear and his legacy? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Beautiful West Bend, Wisconsin. And Ben in West Bend, thanks for calling in. Ben, what say you?
Well, I'm going to go with All the Family, but I really like Maude, Edith's cousin, when she came during the when they all had the flu.
Yes. That's a great, I literally just saw that maybe 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. I mean, but All the Family spun off like 3-4 different shows.
Yeah.
From, you know, that series. And my whole thing with Carol Connor, he portrayed the Republican, well, not all Republicans, but the majority of the super conservative, and then they haven't really changed.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, all these years later, it's still the same. But he picks a moderate, you know, Democrat, like in Carol Connor, as this ultra-conservative, you know, this conservative.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but the funny thing is, though, my dad's mother was kind of like Edith Bunker.
Really?
Exactly right. The same. Yes. Kind of very nice person, but not, you know, maybe not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but, you know, very nice, very caring person. But, you know, they were all great. I mean, I don't think there was anything, you know, the Jeffersons was really good. Only thing I didn't care for the Jeffersons, they didn't bring back the original family of Jennifers, like they two different characters.
Right, right.
But besides that, I mean, they were all just really good. I mean, people say that you can't do that anymore on TV. I'm like, well, probably not. But it was good when you saw how average families, you know, how the families were changing.
Right. And I think Jim McCarron's former vice president of CBS, who joined us last segment, I mean, he touched on this. I think he's absolutely right, that Norman Lear wrote in such a way that we were able to laugh at some of the worst things in our culture, be it bigotry, racism, you know, homophobia. But to look at it instead of a mean-spirited way, he wrote it in a way that we were somehow able to laugh at it but still get the message. That's an art. That's a craft.
Yeah.
Great call, Ben.
Yeah, you see it.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you see it here and there, though, but not like back then. I mean, they were able to get the nitty-gritty out of it, but I think we need more of that just to be able to laugh at you, you know, just to be able to acknowledge it more.
Yeah. Yep, cannot agree more. Thank you so much, Ben. Great call, Ben from West Bend. What are your thoughts on the passing of television great Norman Lear? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Dick, listening here in Madison on WMDX. Dick, thanks for joining us. What say you?
Well, we absolutely all got to agree that CBS just kicked it out of the park as a network. In those days, too. There was nothing close to it, I don't think, on ABC. or on NBC. I'm just sorry, CBS wasn't much. Funny thing about, I loved All in the Family, especially the arguments that he'd have with Rob Reiner, you know, over Nixon and all the politics. But it's really kind of a strange thing. When it first came on the air, my dad didn't care for it at first. He thought it was going to pigeonhole working stiffs like him as all being that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it really took him a couple of years to,
you know,
get over the fact that, hey, they're not making fun directly of you. And because he was far from Archie Bunker.
Sure.
But he just thought it was a little odd at first. And he's like, eh, I don't know about this.
Well, and that was
like, come on, Dad, this is funny stuff.
All right. And that was one of the...
Go
ahead.
The thing is, he grew to see, too, that he'd laugh at it. And once he got into it, he goes, you know, there's some people I work with that are Archie Bunker.
Right. But to your point earlier, that was one of the beautiful things about Norman Lear's writing, is that oftentimes, like in All the Family or whatnot, there would be some Archie's friends or coworkers that would kind of unexpectedly disagree with him. And it showed that not that every working stiff, in your words, is an Archie Bunker. That there's, you know, a lot of folks that you know, they might not talk about it a lot, but they have different opinions than what you might think about people.
Sure, exactly.
I think it was a magical show. Really appreciate you calling in, Dick. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Thanks for calling in. If you'd like to join us, your reflections, your thoughts, your favorite episode of a Norman Lear produced show, give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You could also join us by texting on the Civic Media app. Always glad to have you along, either the app or the phone, 844-967-2789. Greg, also here in Madison, listening on WMDX. Greg, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air, Greg. Go ahead.
Good. It kind of transferred from my phone to my car.
Oh, very good.
For some reason, the first one that came to mind was when Norman Lear wrote the episode where Sammy Davis Jr. kissed Archie Bunker. I don't know. For some reason, that was the first one that came to mind. However, there were just so many excellent shows. And you alluded to something about CBS, or I'm sorry, one of the callers said something about CBS back in the day. They owned, like, what was it, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday?
Saturday night?
I don't know.
Yeah. Pick a night.
The lineup was just fantastic all night long. And that included, like, you know, the Mary Tyler Moore Show and stuff like that, which wasn't Norman Lear, but...
Right.
All of those shows. They were just great. And they're still on. They're still syndicated.
Well, and that's the point, right, Greg? Is that, and you know, Kelly Call, former president of CBS, Burlington, Wisconsin, they've talked about it in the last half hour, that you can, you know, people of a certain generation can still see that on, you know, obscure network or streaming and sit down and watch it. And A, it's relevant, and B, it's funny.
Right. I know. I am talking about my generation.
Yeah. Know? No, I'm. You don't have to tell your age. I'm 54, but I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and I think people that, you know. But again, I think there are younger people that see this and they appreciate the good writing to it, which I thought was fantastic.
Good.
Really appreciate the call, Greg. Thank you so much. If you want to join us, your reflection is at Norman Lear, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. More on the other side. This is the Tolerable Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the talk you can't ignore, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, and on the Civic Media app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Trump fake electors coming to a settlement and essentially agreeing that, guess what? Joe Biden won the 2020 election. Matt Flynn will have much more. He is an attorney. He'll give the legal breakdown to it and the latest happenings on this and much more. The front lines of history with Matt Flynn direct immediately following our show after the top of the hour. Right now, we are finishing up on the other big news story of the day, the passing of the great Norman Lear, great writer, television influencer, executive producer, no bigger name in TV than Norman Lear, passed away today at 101. Off the text line from WRCE in Richland Center, Ben weighing in from RC, we appreciate it. He says, quote, Archie Bunker was written to be an ignorant man who feared other races. But Norman Lear made sure that Archie Bunker was never mean. He wasn't always nice, but he was never mean, unquote. Appreciate that from Ben in Richland Center, listening on WRCE in beautiful Southwest Wisconsin. I mean, he's right. I mean, in a weird, odd way, if you watch the series long enough, Archie became kind of this begrudgingly, you appreciated his ignorance and saw that there was some good of the guy somewhere, but, you know, he always learned a lesson. And many of the, you know, and we as viewers got to go along and learn that lesson with him. And I think that's what really cut through that each of us, whether we want to admit it or not, has a little Archie Bunker in us, meaning some prejudice, some ignorance. And Norman Lear, I think more than anything for me, made me examine and still does examine myself. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Stephanie in Madison. Stephanie, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hey, an RC, original RC native, we're getting some good commentary here.
Sure.
I want to just follow up with Jeff Perry. I loved Mary Hartman. I Louise Lasser was just... she was great. She was so droll. And the characters, remember Mary Kay Place?
Yes.
Hi there, baby boy. Oh, I loved that show.
Right?
Hey, baby boy. I had a song out with that. And there were some wonderful, wonderful shows, wonderful people, wonderful characters. And I don't know now if we could have some of the realistic language and terminology because of the, and sure. I think that political correctness and even quote cancel culture They started out with good intentions, but sometimes all kinds of trends can just go just a little, you know, too far times. Because I remember some of the terminology used, like for interracial couples and this kind of thing. And it was back, you know, way back when, and you could not really use that terminology now. But
sure.
On the other hand, things are kind of moving forward. But I did love that show, and I loved, adored Maude. Absolutely loved
Maude. Well, B. Arthur, you know, fantastic.
Yep. Did not like, wasn't crazy about Good Times. You know, the Esther Rawls is awesome. That was one of the spinoffs. Could not stand, what was his name? JJ.
Oh, really? I love that character. I love that character.
Oh, I couldn't stand
well,
him.
To each their own.
What an idiot. And I think he had issues with, with it.
Well, Stephanie, I really appreciate the call. Got some other people I want to get to. But Stephanie, thank you so much. Stephanie, listening in Madison. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Your reflections on the passing of the late, great Norman Lear. At 101, go to Paul, listening up in beautiful Spooner. Paul, thanks for listening. What say you?
Good morning or good afternoon. I think that Norman, I think what he did was he took all the stereotypes. I'm going to Archie Bunker.
Sure.
He took all the American stereotypes that he could find and threw them all in one person. And I remember as a kid sitting watching it, my father, grandfather, and all the family, and stupid, my dad laughing and my grandfather laughing. But it comes to a point where, as a young kid growing up, I didn't understand that that was a stereotype, and I didn't understand that was humor, because I thought it was reality. I looked up to Archie. I looked up to my father and grandfather. But I would say later in life, I think that stuff hurt me, because I had more than one time where somebody had to sit me down and say, hey, Paul, that's not right. What you just said is not right, because I was raised learning and laughing and having fun with this, but later on I found out that this was hurting people, and it took me a hard time. It took me a long time to get over that, and even to the point where it took me a daughter-in-law to sit me down one day and say, I'm not going to have you behaving that way. You're not going to behave that way. You can't say that to me anymore, because I didn't understand that that was a joke. It was humor, and I was growing up with it, and it took me a while to understand, you know, 20 years later, that that's not right. But I can sit back now and learn and educate others that I run into. But we got to be real careful. And I guess I was showing how impressionable television can be on people when you start putting things like that together.
Yeah.
So that's just my thought. I respect the man. He was a great man. There's great story, great shows. But in reality, there's a lot of people that could have been hurt by not understanding what was going on there.
Appreciate your perspective, Paul. Thanks so much for calling in, Paul and Spooner. I want to end with a couple of things. This is Brian Stetler, I believe, writes for Variety. He interviewed Norman Lear a while back. He said this, quote, and this is what Norman Lear said to him, in Norman Lear's own words, quote, for a long time, I didn't think we were expressing a point of view. I really thought we were just wishing to make people laugh, serious people. We were dealing with serious subjects because there's humor in everything. Then I realized, now, wait a minute, I'm 52 years old, I have a point of view, I have children, I care about my country, I care about my family, I deal with real subjects and find the humor where they were. And finally, from Norman Lear's family today, said Norman lived a life of awe in the world around him. He marveled at his cup of coffee every morning, the shape of the trees outside his window, the sounds of beautiful music. But it was people, those he met had just met, and those he knew for decades, who kept his mind and heart forever young. We wish his family all the best today. Our condolences. Norman Lear, thank you for keeping us all young. Stay tuned now. Next, for the great Matt Flynn, thanks to all our guests today, and thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep banging your drum.
Pump day!
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with the mass shooting that sent students into hiding at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.